Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
New Providence and friends, you know, every now and then, especially when election season is on, there are a lot of disclaimers that are given. Commercials come on, certain words are said. I feel it's important for me on this Sunday morning to give a disclaimer. All the words and comments that will be made today are not necessarily all the comments, views, and opinions of the entire membership of New Providence Baptist Church. All right, I done got that out of the way. So now, I pray that you will tolerate me this morning. The tragedy of being deluded. My brothers and sisters, if you are a student of the Bible, you are keenly aware that the passage of Scripture chosen today from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 refers literally to the Old Testament teaching concerning the day of the Lord. But in light of the recent events that took place this past Wednesday in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., I would pray that you would permit me to use this passage to characterize what we witnessed in our nation's seat of government. Let me first define the word deluded. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines deluded as deceived by false beliefs. Deluded has also been defined as believing something that is not true, to mislead the mind or judgment of, and to deceive or to trick. My brothers and my sisters, on this past Wednesday, our nation's House of Representatives and Senate were called together to ratify our country's Electoral College final decision on who will serve as the next president and vice president of our United States of America. Based upon the voting and the wishes of the American people, Donald Trump, who is our current president, was defeated by former Vice President Joe Biden for the office of the President of the United States. Even before the general election took place, President Trump began declaring that the election and the electoral process was rigged. Even before the first vote was cast, he broadcasted all over social media that the election was going to be rigged in favor of the Biden-Harris ticket. President Trump, over and over again, insisted that the election would be stolen from him and from his vice president, Mike Pence. And because he communicated this idea as a matter of fact, many of his followers believed and were convinced that what he told them was hard core facts or truth. For months, President Trump spewed these falsities from his mouth. He encouraged his followers to prepare for an insurrection. He encouraged them to do whatever was necessary to keep him in the office of the President of the United States. And for several weeks, President Trump called his followers to show up in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, this past Wednesday, the same day that the House and Senate met to ratify the vote of the Electoral College. Brothers and sisters, thousands showed up this past Wednesday waving Trump flags and wearing Trump's re-election slogan of "Make America Great Again." President Trump spoke to the crowds who answered his call to gather and proceeded to continue to propagate the lie that the election was stolen from him. He strongly encouraged the crowd after whipping them into a frenzy. He encouraged the crowd to march to the Capitol building where the House and Senate were meeting and try to disrupt and abort their meeting. The lies that President Trump continually told about the election and his call to incite the crowd to act lawlessly again whipped the crowd into a frenzy because they were so deluded by the lies of the president. Many in the crowd decided that they would commit acts of insurrection and acts of terrorism. The negative actions of the crowd that brought destruction and death at the Capitol were fueled by the lies and the deception fostered by our current sitting president, Donald J. Trump. My brothers and sisters, we could see this past Wednesday how easy it is to deceive and to cause men, women, boys, and girls to become delusional. In the selected scriptural text for this morning, we find that the Apostle Paul, Silas, and Timothy wrote a letter to the believers in Christ in Thessalonica. They wrote to them to clear up some lies that were being taught and spread among them concerning the day of the Lord. The Apostle Paul had previously instructed the Thessalonians from the Old Testament concerning the day of the Lord when he preached to them in person. Now, those of you who are good Bible students know that the day of the Lord is the period of history mentioned repeatedly in the Old Testament, during which God will bring judgment and blessing on the people of the earth in a more direct, dramatic, and drastic way than ever seen before. From other New Testament revelation concerning the day of the Lord, it is widely believed by many biblical scholars that this period of time, the day of the Lord, will begin after the rapture of the church and will include the tribulation and the millennium periods. In his first letter to the Thessalonians, Paul had taught them that the day of the Lord would come as a thief in the night. This instruction raised a question in the Thessalonian believers' minds. For to some of the Thessalonian believers, due to the hardships, due to the trouble, due to the persecution that they were experiencing, some of them began to believe that the day of the Lord had already come. The Thessalonians, apparently, based upon the text, had received instruction from other teachers, other than Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the effect that they were indeed experiencing the judgments of the day of the Lord. So Paul, Silas, and Timothy wrote this letter to the Thessalonians to warn them against believing the false teaching that they were receiving on the day of the Lord. This false teaching was shaking their spiritual equilibrium. And this false teaching was triggering their fears. The Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians that the misinformation or error that they were hearing came from three sources. It came from prophetic error, unfounded reports, and false letters. Listen, some of the false teachers were saying that their teachings had been revealed to them by the Lord. Did you hear what I said? I said some of the false teachers were saying that their teachings had been revealed to them by the Lord. And let me pause right here and let you know that everybody who says that the Lord told them something, especially when they say, the Lord told me to tell you something, you should not automatically believe their words. Did you hear what I said, New Providence and friends? It does not matter what title they may have before their name. If their words don't line up with the written word of God, don't you dare let them fool you into believing their lies. Paul tells the Thessalonian believers that prophetic error, unfounded reports, these reports were received from other folk, and false letters supposedly written by Paul and other disciples were being circulated through the church. These teachings were causing some of their members of the Thessalonian church, to become shaken in their faith. Having stated the issue and identified the sources of the false teaching, Paul proceeded to warn his readers against being deceived. Paul tells them that they must not be deceived by any person, no matter how credible he or she might appear to be, or by the way anyone might present his or her teaching, claiming the authority of God. Paul says, Don't you let these folk deceive you. And let me pause right here and say that remember that the Thessalonians were new Christians. They were not mature Christians. They weren't folk who'd been in church all their lives. And you and I know that new Christians tend to be gullible to error because they are not yet grounded in the truth of God's word. But this past Wednesday proves to us another point, and that is all Christians can be misled by impressive personalities and by spectacular appeals. Lord, have mercy. Listen, when Donald Trump became the president of the United States, one of the first things he talked about or brought up was fake news. Y'all remember that, don't you? He proposed the thought that no one could adequately discern when truth was spoken or reported. His followers believed his words and dismissed the fact that truth, real truth, could be discerned. Only what he spoke could be considered as fact or truth. What heretical sayings he spoke, and many believed his word. But you know what I have discovered? I discovered that the only antidote to poisonous heresy is a good, strong dose of the truth. Lord, have mercy. Did you hear what I said? Let me say it again. The only antidote to poisonous heresy or lies is a good, strong dose of the truth. On Wednesday, this past Wednesday, Republican Senator Mitt Romney addressed the House and Senate and declared that the crowd that was committing domestic terrorism only needed a good dose of the truth. Why? Because truth dispels lies. But when a person is delusional, they choose not to hear the truth, but believe a lie. This is the hope that the false teachers wanted the Thessalonians to embrace. But Paul, Silas, and Timothy told them not to be deceived. The Thessalonians were not experiencing the day of the Lord, but were only experiencing Christian persecution. Paul refers the three events which must occur before the judgments of the day of the Lord. Paul tells them that there first must be a rebellion, a revolt, a great falling away. This rebellion, which will take place within the professing church, not the possessing church, but the professing church. This rebellion, this revolt, will be a departure from the truth that God has revealed in His Word. The second event that must take place before the day of the Lord comes is that the man of lawlessness must be revealed. That's what Paul told him. He says, this man, fully associated with and characterized by lawlessness or sin, must be revealed. Then Paul goes on and describes this man of lawlessness. He is described as the man doomed to destruction. He is also described as the adversary of God. He will seek to replace the worship of the true God with the worship of himself. And my brothers and sisters, these characteristics are seen or displayed in the life of our current president. His speech and his actions demonstrate these traits. Everything he says and everything he does says to him that he is the greatest. To himself, he does no wrong, and he feels that he should receive all glory and praise and all honor from our nation. But listen here, I stopped by New Providence to tell someone that if anyone deserves all glory, if anyone receives and is worthy of all praise and honor, it is certainly not Donald J. Trump, but God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, that is who I made up my mind, that I would give my worship and my total allegiance to. Is there anybody watching and listening today who says, I will worship God. I will worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My allegiance will be totally given to him. Well, lest I keep you too long, the third event that Paul tells the Thessalonian believers that must occur before the day of the Lord is there must be the removal of the one who restrains lawlessness. Somebody might be saying, Pastor Wood, who is the one that restrains lawlessness? Let me suggest to you that it is the person of the Holy Spirit who restrains lawlessness or sin in our world today. Thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer in Christ who helps to restrain the sin and lawlessness that is currently in our world. It is the Holy Spirit that restrains or keeps back the sin of the world. It is the Holy Spirit who keeps the believer from sinning. It is the Holy Spirit that foils the plans that the enemy has to destroy us. I thank God that he gave you and I the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I thank God that the Holy Spirit has been given to us to be our keeper. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to be our helper. Aren't you glad that you have some help? He helps us not to easily fall into the lies and delusion of the devil. Thank God that the Holy Spirit has redeeming power. This past Wednesday, the enemy thought that he was going to overthrow God's plan for America. But the enemy forgot that he was already on the losing team. He was already on the losing side. He forgot that no weapon, Lord have mercy, formed against the believer shall prosper. He forgot that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And he forgot that God always has the final say. So I stopped by New Providence to report to you that he lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. How do you know? He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit lives within me. I'm glad that Jesus is still on the throne. I'm glad that the Spirit will keep me and keep you from being deluded. Oh, thank you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.